Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine. Season 2, Episode 3. The Time Machine. On Ice. Written by Laura Babiak. Produced by Carly Freeman. Hey y'all, it's Izzy. Welcome back to Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine. On today's show, I've got the coolest story to tell you. Wait, I think I'm supposed to start off by talking about last week's episode first. Anyway, last week we kind of snuck off to Camelot at 2 a.m. and Loki got caught and Heike got grounded. Aunt Maria made Uncle Charles put the whole time machine under lock and key, but it wasn't too long before he handed us something amazing.
Now, don't tell Maria, but I have something for you.
Keys?
Because when I built a time machine, I didn't build it to sit in a barn collecting dust. It's meant to be shared. Although, do you mind if I give you just a word of advice? Next time, maybe try something a little more predictable. Say, the 21st century?
But we already live in the 21st century.
Just until you stop crashing in parking lots and creating a time loop every 5 seconds.
Fair.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just got through the entire intro. Without Dad interrupting me once, it is a miracle.
Izzy, where are your brothers?
Mom, how am I supposed to know?
You're babysitting tonight?
Oh yeah, I guess I am. Okay, update, all is well. Didn't lose my brothers, just lost track of them. And now they're in the living room playing games on the iPad and I am free to do what I do best. Podcast. Back to the story.
Are we really sticking to the 21st century or is that more of a helpful suggestion?
The 21st century is practically endless. We could go see the premiere of the first Harry Potter movie or the rediscovery of the Port of Alexandria or...
Or we could go see something better.
Like royal wedding hopping. We could do William and Kate's and then Harry and Meghan's.
You girls always get to pick. It's my turn.
Your turn doesn't count.
Sadie...
Fine.
Two words. Swiss hockey.
Are the Swiss even good at hockey, or is that the Swedes?
I mean, they're not great, but with Mom and Dad in Switzerland for the summer, I've been following some teams. Guess I'm a fan now.
It's not a royal wedding, but it's better than nothing. I see here that Switzerland's best hockey tournament of the 21st century happened at the 2006 Olympics in Turin, Italy.
Sounds fun. 21st century winter sports.
21st century ice hockey. If we have to sit through a curling match, I'm taking the time machine back myself.
With that, we started packing for our second trip to the Italy of the olden days. But this time, as an added bonus, we actually didn't have to speak Latin.
Let's see, we've got a guidebook, an Italian to English dictionary, non-perishable snacks, and an EpiPen in case anyone turns out to be allergic to Italian shellfish. Am I forgetting anything?
How can you fit all that in such a small backpack?
Practice. And a lot of Tetris.
Hey, where are we actually going?
Turin, Italy.
No, but like, which arena is the hockey stuff in?
Give me a second. Lots of long Italian names to figure out. Oh, okay. It should be at a place called the, Palavela.
And I've got the Palavela pulled up on Google Maps. Let me just put in the longitude and the latitude and... I double-checked my coordinates, made sure everyone was completely inside, and cross-checked the doors for arrival. Actually, that's a lie. I have no idea what that last part means. I just heard a flight attendant say it in a movie once. Anyway, main point, safety first, and thanks to Uncle Charles' time travel lessons, I knew exactly how to pilot a time tractor across 18 years and 4,000 miles. When we finished our journey through space-time, we found ourselves inside a dimly lit basement that looked like a cross between a locker room and a dungeon.
It says Torino 2006. Wow, we are getting good at this space-time thing.
This basement's full of Zambonis. We have to be right under the ice rink.
Come on, then. I don't want to miss anything important.
Shh, there's people here.
Что мы сейчас делаем?
Я не знаю.
Ну, нам надо придумать что-то.
Зачем? What are they saying?
What are we going to do? I don't know. We have to think of something.
How do you know Russian?
Mom and Dad. They wanted me to learn the periodic table in Dmitri Mendeleev's native tongue.
Ты волся из-за семьи? Ну, я не тебе брат.
Нет.
Does hockey usually have this much drama?
Maybe it's just how the Europeans do it?
Guys, I think I might have gotten the stadium wrong.
What do you mean?
I said Palavela. Turns out hockey is supposed to be in the Palace Sport.
Then what's in the Palavela?
So this was when Caleb's day took a turn for the worse. The Palavela was actually for the figure skating events.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hello? Who's there?
No one?
Who are you, American press? Want to sneak around and spread lies about the Russian Figure Skating Federation?
Well, we are Americans, but we're just here to watch some, figure skating.
Huh. Not just any figure skating you have stumbled upon. This is noble art of ice dance. Very different, sort of.
How cool.
How dare you make ice pun at a time like this, when my partner here, Svetlana Stepanovna, has been sabotaged?
Oh no, what happened?
It is too terrible to say. But I shall tell you my tale. My costume has shrunk in the wash. The airline gave me wrong suitcase. And here I am in the Palavela with skates that are for baby's feet. I cannot skate. Not like this.
Yes, she cannot skate. But I, the legendary Sergei Melnikov, still must. But what shall I do with no partner to ice dance with? You!
Me?
Yes, you! You have feet like small child and are tiny girl. Perfect for shrunken skates in costume. You're a skater, you must be. Why else at Palavela?
It was at this moment that I became very thankful for the cow pond that would freeze over in the winter behind Uncle Charles and Aunt Maria's chicken coop. One second, we're listening to these Russian figure skaters lament the loss of their Olympic dreams, and the next, I am being forced to lace up a pair of skates and get myself into this beyond bedazzled leotard and tutu situation.
It fits very well.
Oh my gosh, Izzy, you look so cool! Like, better than any ice capade tape I've ever seen. Even for our time, Anna Shcherbakova could never.
Wow, Sadie, it almost sounds like you wanted us to end up at the wrong ice rink.
It was an honest phonetic mistake.
Sadie's reading skills aside, Sergei, what exactly am I supposed to do in ice dancing?
Simple. We skate, I spin you, you twirl.
Right, I can totally do that.
You must. You know Nutcracker, yes?
Pretty sure that's Swan Lake. Sergei and I didn't even have time to rehearse before the announcers called our name and we all ran up to the ice rink. It was showtime. Somehow, I managed to make it through the routine in one piece. But that doesn't mean I did a good job. Apparently, ice dancing has this whole separate technique called the twizzles, where...
We must spin around completely in sync. Same time.
But Sergei could spin about 17 miles per hour faster than me, so I think I might have looked a little bit like a fish flopping around the ice to the judges. I've seen Swan Lake, though, on DVD at my great-aunt Jenny's, so I'd like to think that my performance had some clear inspiration. I'm just not sure if that came across to the judges.
And the final score, 125-46.
Did you guys win?
Not even close. We have come in 24th place, out of 23 teams.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't help more.
Do not worry. We were replacement last Russian team. Other team with a Sergei sprained all ankles could not compete. We were never going to win.
Da, Svetlana speaks the truth. And you small people helped. In your own way.
Aw, thanks, Sergei.
Da svidaniya.
For once, we had no glaring time tractor issues to fix. And we managed to make our way back to the farm in 2022 without a problem. Pretty sure that's a record. Me and Sergei didn't win an ice dancing medal, but that's probably for the best. We asked Uncle Charles later, and it turns out the event wasn't even televised, which, thank goodness, means we didn't blow our cover. And also good because I think I'd just about die if I had to see myself being twirled around in a tutu on ice skates. As for Caleb, even though we didn't get to see any hockey, he seemed pretty happy to be a spectator of another sport.
That was so cool! Sergei went, wah! And you went, whoosh! And then both of you went, shoo! I can't believe you guys didn't even make the podium! It had to be rigged. It had to be rigged!
All in all, I think we have this time travel team thing down, barring any insane space-time glitches or something.
Izzy, we're ordering pizza. Come down and tell us what you want.
Okay, coming. If there's one thing in life better than time travel, it's pizza. I was gonna do the whole join me next time thing, but I want pepperoni, so...
Are you coming or not?
Coming! So, goodbye for now, Izzy. Huge shout out to the amazing cast of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine.
Kathleen Friedman.
John Alexander Hatcher.
Nick Catapano.
Laura Babiak.
Nicholas Marsalia.
Carly Freeman.
Blake Jennings.
Gabrielle Charles.
Head writer, Laura Babiak. Assistant director, Blake Jennings. Assistant producer, Casey Powers.